The Beef Checkoff Working Group continues to try to come up with a memorandum. The Beef Checkoff Working Group in recent days came up with a memorandum of understanding that their 8 members are now circulating and working on to look at if they like them or not. Key is to increase the dollar hit beef checkoff up to $2. Scott Stewart is CEO of the National Livestock Producers, one of the groups involved in the Beef Checkoff Working Group. He's chair of the working group, in fact. And we asked him, first of all, to tell us a little bit about his organization, National Livestock Producers.
Certainly, Ron. The National Livestock Producers Association is a 94-year-old organization that represents cooperative livestock markets all over the United States. And we've been very interested in the beef checkoff and supportive of it for many, many years. And most recently, in the last 10 years or so, have done some contracts for the Cattlemen's Beef Board as well.
You've done some of the producer education stuff, right, back to member, or back to producers?
Absolutely, you bet. We've done some direct face-to-face producer communications back in the 2003 to about the 2008 time period with a vehicle called the Beefmobile. And we had a couple of those that would go to livestock auctions and other locations where cattlemen would meet and had knowledgeable people that would visit with them and answer their questions about the beef checkoff. More recently, we're involved with developing symposia that are aimed at bringing together the animal health and human health areas on the issue of antibiotics and animal cruelty resistance.
Scott, let's talk a little bit about the Beef Checkoff Working Group. It has continued to function, has for several years now. You've been able to get to a point of a memorandum of understanding that all the groups are now looking at. Give me kind of a feel of exactly what you're trying to accomplish with this particular MOU.
Absolutely. Well, Ron, this particular group has worked for the last 3 years fairly consistently. The cattle groups from around the country, the national groups, to look at ways to enhance the beef checkoff, bring more resources to the table, and maybe take a look at some of the structural issues that have posed some concern in some people's minds around the country. The beef enhancement group is very, it's all a volunteer basis. Nobody sanctioned this necessarily. It's these groups just come together and said, you know what, we want to see what we can do to improve the beef checkoff.
Seems like that there has been a lot of discussion within the industry for the last several years about the lack of resources to continue to do the promotion, education, research work that the checkoff is famous for, and that is central to your MOU, right?
It really is, because when you look at a dollar in 1985 as compared to a dollar in 2015, you know, inflation has taken its toll on that $1 that's collected. And everybody, I think, you know, certainly would understand that. The other thing, obviously, is, you know, with the cattle herd shrinking over the last several years due to drought and other circumstances, again, that's just kind of a double whammy on the resources needed to truly, do some positive things on behalf of beef producers through the checkoff. And, you know, we're talking about specifically some of the research that is just vital, as well as the promotion.
When it comes to the memorandum of understanding, maybe give us the key elements of it that have been agreed to by the negotiators at this point.
Yes, and you just mentioned the one of the key elements, obviously, is the assessment rate. Everyone going into this agreed that it was everyone in the enhancement working group that obviously more resources were needed. And in this, the MOU that we are at least now discussing among our memberships and our leaderships, we would be looking at a $1 increase in the beef checkoff. Some other things that are addressed within the MOU is there is a refund element of that additional dollar that would be part of that, to where if a producer did not want to pay the extra dollar, they could go through the process and request a refund. It would provide for the opportunity, much like the soybean checkoff, where producers every 5 years could go to a local FSA office or whatever is determined to be the best place for them to do that and just sign up and say, hey, we'd like to have a referendum on either continuing it or maybe even increasing the assessment in the future. That would be entirely up to the producers. And, you know, to that very point, Ron, too, I want to make it clear that this group is very, very firm on the point that producers would vote on this before any addition would go into process. The other things there's been a lot of discussion led to the points on the Beef Promotion Operating Committee. Obviously, that's the crux of the Beef Checkoff. That is the 20-member group that makes the funding decisions for the dollars that are collected by the checkoff. What we are suggesting as part of the MOU is to involve more industry groups in that decision process of who those BPOC or operating committee members would be. And essentially what it does is it sets up an element to where a nominating committee only for the operating committee that would consist of seven Cattlemen Beef Board members, seven Federation of State Beef Council members, and then seven at large, if you will, or members of organizations, other organizations that have an interest in the checkoff that would like to be involved. So then that group would recommend who those operating committee members would be through the nomination process. Just like it is now, obviously those are voted on only by either the Cattlemen's Beef Board or the Federation of State Beef Councils, those that are checkoff representatives. That's a big one because, again, the operating committee is a very important entity, and we certainly want to make sure that the very best people in the country are part of that. Some other things that just, less poignant, but certainly important, just staffing of the different checkoff advisory committees that be done by the Cattlemen's Beef Board, and then certainly more of a focus on potential contractor education. In other words, education those groups out there that are eligible contractors that may just, if they want to become involved, then, you know, certainly a focus on being able to help them.
If the groups approve or do sign off on this MOU, the language seems to suggest that they are agreeing to be aggressively or positively lobbying for the legislative changes that will be needed.
Ron, that's exactly right. The MOU is something that the group felt was important to bring us together and keep us together as we go through the whole process of, you know, obviously in this case, it would be amending the 1985 Act, which would take congressional action, and then obviously have some rulemaking that would come out of that would need to be supported, as well as the referendum that would be held before anything would go into effect. So, yeah, these groups, you know, have stepped up and said, you know, we want to support this to make sure it happens. In some of our cases, as an example with National Livestock Producers, we do through our marketing members and their markets across the country, you know, have direct contact with many producers and would be able to help, you know, inform them and give them information on what this means and what it means for them individually.
Now that, you know, you've got this MOU, there's a total of eight groups that you've got listed on the Memorandum of Understanding. What's the next step?
Yeah, the next process is this was distributed just in the past few weeks so that during these winter meetings when most all of the organizations have either their conventions or certainly board meetings, then they can take a look at it in depth, discuss it, and if there's any areas that they really have some discomfort with or want to change, then all of that information will be brought back to our group, and we will be meeting in mid-March to assimilate all of that information and hear all of the reports back from the groups. I can only speak for the organization that I work for, and that's the National Livestock Producers, which just last week had its mid-year board meeting and discussed this in depth and voted unanimously to support the MOU. Again, there's a lot of this information. There's been a lot of people involved within the individual organizations, so I don't think it's new information. It's just because there have been tweaks all along for the last, as I said, we started on this 3 years ago. So, there's been a lot of information flow during that time.
And, you know, so if you get good reports in mid-March, the process, I guess, would then basically have the groups starting to come up with a strategy to take this thing to Congress?
Absolutely. That's those are the next steps is to develop that strategy and complete that strategy of, you know, what the steps would be, the necessary steps to get this done, and what help each of the groups could bring to that process.
One last question as far as, you know, the MOU, we've obviously been through some ups and downs. We've had the Secretary of Agriculture try to get involved, suggesting a totally secondary checkoff that Congress has told him to back away from. Do you feel that, you know, from the last set of discussions after all of that came up, is there still a desire to really to make the 85 Act work?
Yes, there is, and in fact, to that point, when the Secretary announced that he wanted to take a look at developing this secondary checkoff or this additional checkoff through the 96 Act, many of the groups that are part of the Enhancement Working Group, you know, individually took a look at that and had some discomfort just how those were structured and so forth. And really, you know, the key element to making the beef checkoff successful as it has been is the grassroots support and control of the beef checkoff. In other words, that real tie-in with the state beef councils through their federation and obviously then the individual beef board members that come from all over the nation, so that it truly is directed in industry directed. So during that time when the Secretary had announced that, the working group made the conscious decision to continue work on this because we were so close to really finalizing what we've been working on so long, and with the hope that the Secretary and obviously others then in Congress would take a look at that and say, you know, this is something that the beef industry supports, and we need to take a good hard look at this, and if it warrants an amendment of the 85 Act, then let's get it done, and let's help the beef industry.